autism is rooted in very early brain development, characterized by difficulties in social interaction, verbal and nonverbal communication, and repetitive behaviors. The cost to the state for untreated autism is very high. That, according to the Department of Health's Developmental Disabilities Division Chief, Dr. David Frey.
We have 3,600 people being served in our Developmental Disabilities Waiver Program. Two-thirds are adults. Of those adults, we have about 300 with severe autism, and their costs vary anywhere from $200,000 a year to $900,000 a year.
And that's for each person. Dr. Frey says early treatment with Applied Behavioral Analysis, or ABA, is the best way to prevent institutionalization.
We know that ABA is most effective the younger the child, when the brain has what's called plasticity and the neurons can change. And so people can actually establish skills like language and IQ scores can change if ABA is done early enough.
One measure making its way through the legislature would require health insurers and health maintenance organizations to provide coverage for autism treatment up to age 8. Kaiser Permanente Government Relations Executive Phyllis Bomwell-Dendel says parents are asking for health plans to pay for ABA treatment.
That's why we've proposed in our draft to cover ABA services that are medically necessary up to age 6. And then at 6, when the kids are able to go to school, that DOE, which has a federal obligation to provide appropriate treatment and training for these kids, then they would become part of the DOE system.
But Amanda Kelly, a board-certified behavioral analyst with the DOE, says not all children are diagnosed at an early age.
Some of the students that I also work with are considered Asperger's or high to moderate functioning levels. And the student that I described, she's age 14, received her diagnosis at age 8. And if she did require any services, it would be for assistance with like obtaining a job and working on some of those later, older social skills.
Attorney Mihoko Ito represents Autism Speaks, a national research and advocacy organization. Ito says funding for upfront services pay for themselves many times over.
In the 34 states that have passed this legislation, the average cost has been shown to be 31 cents per member per month. The studies show that about half the kids who receive this treatment, which is called applied behavioral analysis, can become mainstream and don't have the need for ongoing special services from the Department of Education or the Department of Health.
Representative Bella Aubalati chairs the House Health Committee. She says this is the only bill addressing autism this session. Baladi says key players need to step up.
We need to have all the state agencies who have any influence at the table. So I think that's the Department of Education, who sees the cost of autism not being addressed in the schools. We also need to have Budget and Finance, who came and tested in opposition, to be able to comment on all the costs to the state.
The measure was passed by the House Health Committee and Consumer Protection. It now goes to the Finance Committee for consideration. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.